to me. WSRadio.com.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good at the Christian Water Cooler.
Welcome to the Christian Water Cooler, part of the Christian Water Cooler Radio Network, with your hosts, Bill Gruber and Kaz Taylor.
And thank you very much, Lee Maribel. This Water Cooler broadcast is going to illustrate how your interest in today's news will give you comfort for your eternal life. I'm Bill Gruber with co-host Kaz Taylor, and our guest today goes by the name Arthur, and he's the moderator of Spiritual Headlines, which is an email-based news resource. And Arthur has a master's degree in the study of divinity from Bethel Theological Seminary. His majors are in journalism, film, and theater, kind of an eclectic mix of majors there, Arthur. And if you would, tell us a little bit about your concept behind providing spiritual headlines.
Well, the news is so up and down. You have sometimes, just by reading on the surface, no inkling that there's going to be a religious feeding available. It comes, those are the best type of news stories when we're able to package them together and send out, we send out a top 10 each day. And I love personally getting a story that will be a very soft icebreaker to people to talk to them about how important God, and what God is doing in the world.
Well, give a brief synopsis of what the concept is of the ministry and how you were led to do it.
This is an evangelism tool. Basically, print media. I used to work as one of the restaurant critics for the Union Tribune in San Diego. Is dead. People are not visiting websites. Look at GodTube, for example. A recent article in what I sent out showed that the attendance there has dropped 75% virtually. But people always check their email. And it began very softly, as the Lord often works, and then mushrooms. If it's, you know, you'll be judged by the fruit that gets born. And people started forwarding these along. It's viral in the best sense. You receive it in your inbox, and then you can forward it along to somebody. And just by virtue of forwarding it along, as simple as that, you are doing evangelism. You are doing the Lord's work.
So basically, you're taking current headlines,
yes,
and assigning scriptural influence to them.
Yes.
Scriptural definition to them.
Yes. For example, we had the current presidential administration in today's headline, speaking about yesterday, because we address what happened the day before usually, and a couple times we address right what happened today, did something positive and did something negative. And one of the ways that we put it together was to say, well, things are like a pendulum sometimes. You know, there's an ebb and flow to being good and also to being bad. And really what we're trying to do is to get people, hey, wake up and see when you're not right with God. And here's the way that the as we were talking off air a moment ago, the forces of evil are very well organized and they're on top of the news. And sometimes, lamentably, the people of God are just drawing blank stares there. They don't invest any time into finding out what's going on in the world. How do you pray with accuracy? How do you step into the gap without knowing?
That's very good, Arthur. And you know, one of the things, a friend of mine actually forwarded the spiritual headlines link to me, and so I began getting your emails. And you know, I'm always trying to stay up what's going on so we can invite guests to the Christian Water Cooler, and I have other things that I do that are media related. So I like to know what's going on in the world. I'm a student of the book of Revelation, and I go, ooh, and this relates to this. And so to have a resource like that, to know what's going on in the world, and have somebody actually have done the editorial thing to give me some of the cream of the crop so I can discern from there, is very, very cool.
You know, just to further set the stage for the discussion today, you said in yesterday's headlines, as an example, the new administration did something good and did something bad. Show our listening friends how you relate yesterday's headlines. What's the good and what's the bad?
Okay, well, we took the, you know, we get the 10 stories. They're culled from numerous different news sources, a lot of times not even available to the general public at the onset. They really have to dig deep. It's really surfing. like big kahuna style waves to find some of this stuff sometimes. And I love finding stuff that's just like, you don't see it. Sometimes the media is working for us as Christians, sometimes not. Well, I don't have to, you know, I'm preaching to the choir probably as far as that goes. The good from the Obama administration yesterday, and it became the lead story. And usually if the readership wants to get this, we'll maybe in the next segment we can tell them what, how to do that. The good was, that access for at-large businesses to gain government influence, getting chummy with, the current administration, gifts from lobbyists were banned by executive order yesterday, and that's a step in the right direction. That was good on one hand, and on the other hand, the federal funds were made available to foreign countries to pay for abortions. So how do you, one of the things that we continued the thread, we provided two different links for those stories, and then we continued. We had three more links, and they're all considered part of the same story. So the next things were, if you're doing good and bad on the same day, is that a wash? And how do you measure one over another? Are there degrees of morality and immorality for all actions, or are all sins dealt with equally in the eyes of God? And the headline for the story today was, is all sinful behavior equally bad?
You know, one of the things, Arthur, that I like as I've gone through this, and I read your emails frequently, and that is you present information and you parcel out the information in a well-balanced form, but you allow people to make up their mind based on that. You're not demonstrating here's what you need to believe and here's what you don't. In fact, sometimes I've seen some of the material you go, this, you know, this isn't necessarily a Christian posture, but you need to know what's going on in the world. So what do you think of this?
Thanks. Well, and for the glory of God. And I really do my best to try to defer the attention for myself. It's not about me, and my reward comes later in life, in the hereafter. I'm really trying to get people to be, thinking in a spiritual way. The readership includes a base of Christians, but includes people from all walks, from all faiths. And, you know, Christianity will stand up to the test and be examined under the light. We can challenge people to think about their posture up and against the light of Christian theology. We have in the lead story, continuing the thread, a question asked, is stealing a stick of gum at the same level of heavenly offense as manslaughter? Well, no. You know, but I don't say no. I leave it up. The link that we provided for that one is to say, it was reader comments from people from all different walks. They could have an intimate walk with God or not. But the idea is to get closer. And one of the key things that the devil does is to keep people disrupted from having dialogue on a daily basis of friendship. We can have a personal relationship with God through the atoning work of Jesus Christ.
Why do you think your ministry is so vital during these times?
Well, people are getting fed usually just, you know, one news source, two news sources, and people don't have a lot of time in their day. There are several places on the internet that have news stories, but just getting your news stories just from one source means that you're counting, and even mine, this you could say this about mine also, that we're doing our best to give you from dozens of different things, but you got to stay out there and just tap into a lot of things to really get the gold nuggets. It doesn't come just from one spot. And the world has gotten much more smaller because of the internet.
You know, one of the things that I found, Arthur, and I think that's a good directive for our listening friends and those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but one of the things that I've found as a precautionary measure is get to know the Lord Jesus Christ first, his character, his temperament, begin to understand his word, so that when you hear and see these things, you have the filter of God's word to say, is this so?
Yes.
Is this not so? The scripture says, receive all things with readiness of mind, and then search the scriptures daily to see if these things are so. We're talking with Arthur and his ministry, which is an email ministry called Spiritual Headlines, and we're discovering some interesting things there, and we're going to have, we've got about a minute left in this segment. How can somebody tell you that they want to begin getting these?
Headlines@spiritualheadlines.com.
Say that again.
Headlines@spiritualheadlines.com.
And so what is that? They go there and then they can click send me the stuff? How does that work?
They send an email through that email address, and then we will add them on. And I want to make a note that If for whatever reason, if you're just too busy and it's becoming a lot because it comes every day, for example, spiritual headlines for Saturday, spiritual headlines for Sunday, spiritual headlines for Monday, that's how it will come. You can just email back and say unsubscribe.
Okay. We're going to find out more about those things because we have a guy who's a paragon of information, and we're going to be tapping into that for the next shows. Bill?
You know, the more we know what's going on in this world, the better we can identify with the time when the Lord returns. Find out more by staying with us as we continue on the Christian Water Cooler, broadcasting from WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WS Radio.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Positively Wall Street is just the ticket you need to stay on top of Wall Street in 2009. Host Bill Gunderson, also known as the Professor of Value Investing, uses the same techniques as other value investors such as Warren Buffett. What is value investing? Simply stated, if you run with the herd, you're bound to get trampled. For over 15 years, Bill has been teaching others about value investing. As a special offer, you can sign up for 4 complimentary weeks of Bill's popular weekly value newsletter at wsradio.com/pw. No credit card is required, and there is absolutely no obligation on your part. Let Professor Bill educate you. Receive 4 weeks for free of Bill's weekly newsletter and get the 5 essential rules for value investing immediately. Visit wsradio.com/pw. Investing involves risk, and you should consult your own investment advisor, accountant, or attorney before investing.
If your 4-legged family member has an allergy that just won't go away, then go to nopetallergies.com. Find out if Bicom 2000 therapy is for your pet. Bicom 2000 therapy is a proven technology that's been tried and tested in Germany for over 28 years. It works by detecting electromagnetic signals coming from your pet's body, analyzing them, and modifying them into a healing signal for the body. There are no drugs, shots, or ointments. It's a natural, painless way of healing with no side effects. That's because it strengthens the patient's own defense and self-healing powers. Does it work? In one test of 154 patients with allergies, for 78% of them, all symptoms disappeared and had not returned 6 months after undergoing the therapy. Sound too good to be true? Then get the facts and judge for yourself by checking out the documented case studies for dogs, cats, birds, and horses at nopetallergies.com. That's nopetallergies.com.
If you're a business owner or an executive responsible for winning government contracts from federal, state, local, or commercial contractors, go to technologicsinc.com. Your company's success depends on your proposal team's ability to capture, plan, design, write, produce, price, and deliver winning proposals. For most companies, that means hiring staff or partnering with someone who knows their way around and through the proposal pressure pot, like technologicsinc.com. We have a proven methodology for proposal success. We'll help you identify the right opportunities for your company, plus we can provide you with the people and the resources to get the job done. So if you're tired of wondering why you're not winning proposals and are eager to learn proven techniques that get results in contract awards, go to technologicsinc.com. That's technologicsinc.com.